The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
I need to be able to see you.
Reverend, what a year.
What a year.
I had a coach who said when you climb a mountain, you need to take breaks periodically to catch your breath, to look how far you've come before you head up to the next leg, rehydrate. So here we are, taking a look.
Here we are.
At how we build the world we dream and how much we've risen above together so far in the last year.
Yes, this summer we stepped into our balcony view of the congregation and decided to engage Soul Matter themes for the year. And all the while we were inviting folks to join us in the UU The Vote effort, writing letters encouraging folks to vote their values. Over 16,000 letters in all. We even blessed them in the garage before they were taken to the post office. Thank you, Cal.
Yeah, I'd never blessed letters in a hatchback car before. There was a first. And in September, we kicked off with a waffle breakfast. You all got that right. And a bunch of new families joined, and new babies too, and all ages started engaging in monthly themes through their classes with poems and art, you were right, questions, and small groups. Our elementary class used Legos to explain and explore new UU values, the new statement and articulation of our values. The middle school class learned about how different faith communities worshiped and gathered and visited several of our neighbors. And the high school class looked at their beliefs, their own beliefs, and tried to determine a snapshot of what they held to be true for them this moment, this year.
We moved into October, ready to celebrate garden party and Oktoberfest style at the auction. We'd had opportunities to engage topics for end-of-life planning. Members, some of whom were funded by the community, went to do fair election work in the states from Arizona to Nevada to Georgia. We gathered on November 5th to watch the election results and then gathered again the following evening to hold each other in community and care. We engaged in classes about personal, communal, and prophetic theology. We celebrated holidays together through the hanging of the greens and Christmas Eve, Day of the Dead, Lunar New Year.
In response to the election and in preparation for the inauguration, we had a social justice town hall to determine our priorities for our work together. And then we developed some 10 working groups and launched into those groups with resources to help them structure their time together. Some have taken off and are active. Others are still waiting on leadership. So you can look at the 10 groups and see if you want to take the lead. We hosted, as we have each year since 1988, the Interfaith Winter Shelter for 3 weeks, and we provided a warm, welcoming space for those who needed it.
Oh, and don't forget, we brought back community suppers this year. People were able to gather at each other's homes to share a meal and build relationships. We had three with over 15 meals hosted and over 60 participants. Our young adult group grew and had to move their monthly lunches to the church because the local restaurants couldn't handle the big of a group. Let's hear a shout out from the young adults. We've had 21 new members join this year and at least 3 new puppies.
Some of whom are still learning how to be in church, but you know, we'll give them time. And all year long, you got it, we had our Squips Performance Series, Star King Way Performance Series, as a way of inviting people from our community and beyond to hear all different kinds of music and see and enjoy all different kinds of performers and come together because we need one another and we need joy and beauty. We hit the streets too to march, to join in on, among other big citywide and baywide events, the Hands Off March. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday morning at rush hour, members and friends gathered on the steps of this church, raising awareness about the concerns of the day. And almost every week on Sunday mornings, we had speakers addressing the moral questions, world events, and causes that speak to the perennial challenge of how to live our values as religious people, translated into actions we take in the world we shape and stand for.
Woo, woo. We tended intentionally in many ways this year to our connection to Faithful Fools to build programming and support one another's work and ministries and tend to that long-standing and important connection. We even hosted a Bay Area youth group with 15 youth from four different congregations here that worked with the Faithful Fools. We sponsored local UU clergy gatherings long dormant in the Bay Area, working with former member and now minister in Redwood City, Brian Ferguson. And last week's meeting, we had 28 ministers from the larger Bay Area present because we need one another, especially now.
We launched our annual giving campaign with the theme Journeying to Safe Harbors and asked people to dig deep and increase their pledges, your pledges, by 5 to 10% to meet our goal of $765,000. And on average, people increased their pledges by more than 20%.
Woo!
Woo! And we exceeded our goal and reached nearly $780,000. Plus additional gifts that you gave to offset the rental loss of income that we've experienced this year. Thank you for your generosity, which includes the annual offerings, which almost every Sunday we give away to an outside cause, a sum that adds up to over $30,000 during the year. Closer maybe to 40. I have to add it up and put it in the newsletter by the end of this church year. And we did all of this at a time when we are at a tipping point in the congregation of leaning into building beloved community in expressive, big new ways. It's a blessing to be able to continue the momentum and not have to make hard cuts that would probably stall it. And we're taking our voice in new creative ways into the world. We launched our podcast, Pod and Country, with interviews, poetry, comedy, and centered in UU values, an audio magazine for the spirit.
And in the past month, we have celebrated our graduating high school seniors and youth in worship. We have gathered in the Redwoods for our annual church retreat to build fairy houses, sing campfire songs, and enjoy each other's company. There are over 1,500 subscribers to our online ministry through our YouTube channel, UUSF Media. Shout out to Jonathan Silk. And this building, our building, is at capacity. Some weeks serving our larger mission by being a third space for values-aligned community groups from 12 steps to children's theater, meditation, and so much more. It has been a year, Reverend.
Yes, it has been a year. So having said a few of the things in words, let's look at it in pictures.
So when I first came to the Bay Area in 1997, I engaged in a practice called authentic movement. It's a movement practice that helped me strengthen my ability to move from within to pay attention and move from my own impulses, trusting my body wisdom and my experience. A self-directed movement with eyes closed and always moving in the presence of witnesses. It was the right practice for me as a young adult, for despite my seemingly being an independent, adventurous, tough, and risk-taking being, I still so found myself seeking direction from outside myself, often scanning people's faces when I was speaking, or listening for cues, verbal cues, to check whether someone approved or disapproved, and I adjusted my behavior accordingly. Authentic movement brought forth the courage to listen to myself, to trust myself, to listen to feedback from witnesses in an effort to grow and see what I had noticed or not noticed or didn't want to notice, and also to more readily discern when the feedback people were giving me was filled with projection. A simple guide in the practice of authentic movement is that when you get distracted or realize that you're moving around kind of aimlessly, return to the body. Reconnect to the self and move from there. In more common language, find my footing. Feel my feet firmly on the ground. Root myself in purpose, and then move forward. Or as the late Ramu Aki, a fine fool and poet and artist, once said to me, when I come to an intersection and I don't know which way to go, I stand there until I do. This authentic movement practice was essential, as Reverend Kay Jorgensen, the past social justice minister of this congregation, and I were founding Faithful Fools, an organization based 10 minutes down the hill from here in the Tenderloin, a strong outreach ministry of this congregation. There were many voices telling us that we were naive, and especially as women, that we didn't know what we were doing. Yet we did. Our movements were and are rooted in the UU principles and purposes, and in the Franciscan values that compel me every day. This recall of the authentic movement practiced has served me well, especially in the last year, as individual and communal challenges abound, and the need to listen and to listen, and to learn and to learn is constant. Whether founding an organization, leading a church community, needing to stand and speak truth, raising a child, or making a meal, there is no shortage of people to give advice who think they know how to do it best, or have their ideas of how it should be done. I've learned that if we think there is a right way, we can often get in the way of what Buddhists call right action. There's a risk when we become too organized or too cautious as individuals and organizations. We can get disconnected from the spontaneous and ever-surprising sources of inspiration or challenges, or even chaos that calls us to action and that can help us grow and discover courage that was beyond our limited imagination or that we didn't know we were capable of. This community, my intentional walk up and down the hill from the Tenderloin to the church and back again. The vision and mission and community that took shape in that intentional movement and continues to be shaped and directed is the body I return to in these times. I long to move authentically with a clarity of purpose and a responsibility with all of you, with the community of faithful fools, with my neighbors, and all who are so unabashedly committed to be blooming, thorny, purpose-filled souls. May the reflections on this past church year, where we have moved and witnessed one another through many celebrations, actions, and challenges, lead us to move and act boldly as we anticipate beginning again.